listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker.
Good morning, radio listeners.
Yes, we are from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, 34984. And if you're looking for a good home church, looking for some good praise and some good word, you just want to worship the Lord and don't be bound up, don't be tied up, and we can just worship freely, come visit us tomorrow morning. Our Sunday school starts at 11 o'clock. Our morning service starts at noon. And we are there to do one thing, that is to praise the Lord. Lift up the name of Jesus. Somebody out there say amen.
Hallelujah, it's all about hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on, before we get started, let's get into our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the enemy says or does today, guess what? He will not take our joy. One thing that I know, that we do have power over our enemy.
Oh, yes, we
do. He is under my feet. He is at my command. All they have to do is command.
Yes.
Why? Because of the word of God say so. And you can reach me at 561-718-2361. You can go to our, send us an email for your prayer request at firstchurch12@gmail.com. firstchurch12@gmail.com. Address 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. We were glad to have you, and I know if you come, you will be blessed, you will be healed, you will be set free, whatever condition that you're in. Let the word of God, I ain't say me, but let the word of God show you which way you need. Your steps has already been ordered. Your grace is already there. All you have to do is receive it in the name of Jesus. And we will continue with our topic today. How does faith come to a man? And what is faith? Faith is something that you hope for. You had not seen it, but the evidence is when it comes to pass. Faith, you got to have faith and believe in something. You got to believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, and that God the Father raised him from the dead. And he took your sins and my sins and nailed them on the cross. And without faith, how can we please God? It's impossible to please God if we don't have faith.
Amen.
And faith is just believing. I have not never seen Jesus Christ. Don't know what it looked like. He could be white. He could be black. He could be Puerto Rican. We could be any color, any kind.
Yes, yes.
All I know is I believe, and I truly believe this, that he died for my sins.
Amen.
Shedding his precious blood.
Yes, Apostle. It's not only, you know, having faith is something that we believe in. It's having faith is hoping in spite of hopeless circumstances. Having faith is never doubting the promises of God. Having faith is being absolutely convinced that God would do what he had promised to do.
Yes.
With us.
Yes, yes. And we know that men's, I'm talking about men's and women's. Now, when
yes.
we say men's, we're talking about both gender. So don't let anybody say, well, I'm just talking about men. But we men's, we need faith so that we can gain access to the favor or the grace that God may grant us through Jesus Christ. So we can have hope. We can have hope. We can believe.
Yes.
We can trust in. We can stand on it. We can hold on to it. And that is the glory of God. We need faith in order to get to God. Good works, come on now, is dead without faith.
Without faith, yes it is.
I don't care how good you are. I don't care how you pay your tithes. I don't care how you help somebody. But if you don't have faith, your works is dead.
And belief. You have to have faith and you have to have belief.
Mm. And there's a, in other words, the only way that we can approach God is through faith. So that we may have the access, come on now, I'm trying to tell you, through the grace, we can get access to the mercy.
Hmm.
We can get access to the faith and the favor, and that is through faith. That is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. There's no other name. There's nobody else. Uh-uh.
Hmm.
There ain't but one door. All roads don't lead to heaven. Let's get it clear. Now, ain't but one road that go to heaven.
Come on. Say it.
Ain't but one way that you're going to get to heaven. Ain't but one way that you're going to get the favor and the grace of God. Ain't but one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. You got to have Jesus in your life.
Amen.
You got to have. So now, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whosoever will approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. It's impossible to please God without faith. So when we approach God, we must believe that he exists. I have never seen Jesus Christ, but I do believe he exists.
So, Apostle, I have a question for mm-hmm. you then. So what should a man do before he can approach God?
He got to believe.
Hmm.
Believe God exists. And I hear people say all the time, oh, God don't exist. And we see God every day. Then somebody said, well, how you know he exists? I woke up this morning.
Hmm.
I'm still breathing this morning.
Come on.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
I woke up in my right mind. Come on now. When things look like they ain't not going the way and seem like I'm in a turmoil and seem like I'm in the middle of a storm and seem like I can't find no way out, all of a sudden, somewhere, a blessing come. Come on, somebody.
Oh, yes.
Unexpected blessing. Go to the mailbox. You got a check, you know, you never thought was coming.
Unexpected.
Or somebody come by and say, the Lord laid upon me to give you this. Now, come on now.
To
tell
bless
me, God.
You. That's right.
And that is not enough. Walk outside. Look up. Look at the big red. We call the sun Big Red. And see the distance between the earth and the sun. And how the earth tilts in certain times of the season for us to have winter and summer and fall and spring. Man didn't create that. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Man didn't put the stars in the sky. Man didn't command the wind to blow. Man didn't grow the fish, the flowers. Look at how the grass grow. Come on, somebody. God do exist. Even the birds eat every day. They don't have a job. Come on, what they do? They fly around, but somehow or another, God provides for them to come down and eat the worms. And then the worms eat something else. Look at the human body. Let's see how complex that we are. Look at your mind. Come on, somebody. Man didn't create man. They had tried to clone, but it ain't work.
DNA ain't right.
It ain't right. They don't try. It ain't working. Come on, somebody. Now, you going to tell me God don't exist? There's something wrong with your thinking.
So now you've answered that question. Now, I have another question for you. What should a man do to seek God?
Well, first of all, it's really seek God. And that's a question that I had before I come to God. And I had to understand that First of all, I was lost. I needed a greater power to help me overcome this old nasty evil world that we are in. So what I had to do was turn loose what the world was trying to tell me and find that something was better.
Mm-hmm.
A better way, a better life.
That's right. That's
and what
right.
I was living. Although now, no, don't get me wrong now. I was having pretty good time, having some good fun. I really did. So, but then when I began to understand eternal life, where I'm going to live when I leave this old world. Come on now. Because I understand that this body going back to the dust, but our spirit and our soul continue to live on. So I want to find a better place for my spirit man to live. And I looked at what Satan was trying to offer me. I looked at his daily plan, and his plan didn't add up to nothing. All he was offering me was pain, misery, suffering, dying. Could never overcome that. Could never be nothing. His plan just didn't work. But when I looked at what God offered, oh my God, it was a difference between day and night. First of all, I had joy. I had peace. I had happiness. I can live in a place that I don't have to worry about getting sick. If I do get sick, I go to the tree and eat a limb, a leaf. Guess what? I get healed. They had to worry about nothing. Oh, come on, nobody. Ain't had to worry about no gnashing and grinding up the teeth. And don't worry about nobody looking for some water just to cool my tongue. Just a drop of water. Had everything. Had paradise, if you want to call it that.
So the word says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. We're talking to somebody out there that's lost this morning.
Yes.
That don't know how to find their way. That are having doubts and just don't know which way to turn.
Mm.
So it's in the word here. It's saying, seek me.
Seek me.
Seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart.
Mm.
When you're searching for God, he's right there.
Yes.
With his hands open wide.
Yes.
Saying, daughter, I have you. Son, I have you. Yes. No matter how you are, how you're all discombobulated, all confused and way out there.
Mm.
I'm here for you.
Yes.
Come.
Come. But the key word is seek.
Seek.
That's the key to everything. Because he says, seek the righteousness of God. Seek the authority of God. And all seek the kingdom of God.
Mm.
And all his righteousness. So in order to seek, that means that I got to look. If I'm not looking, then I ain't going to never find him.
You're not going to find him. That's right.
So I need to stop what I'm doing. Because what I'm doing is not important enough. It's not a mercy that I seek God. But then he gives you the answer. See, if you seek, you shall find. And the reason why we're not finding, because we ain't seeking.
We're not looking. That's
we
right.
ain't looking.
That's right.
And when we do look, you know, when you lost something that's not too important, you half-hearted look at it.
That's right.
And you really don't want to find it. It's something maybe you don't want, but you know you lost it. And you look, but you ain't looking for it. But you want to find it, but you really ain't looking for it. But when you drop something that's really important to you, you'll turn the house upside down
until you find it. That's right.
So when we seek, that means that we got to look. But when I'm looking with the expectation, I'm looking with the hope that I'm going to find. And when I have that expectation that I'm going to find, guess what? I'm going to find it. So when I'm seeking, I ain't going to stop until I find it. I don't care what it takes or how long, I'm going to find what I'm looking for. So I'm going to go, if I got to take out all the drawers out of the dresser, if I got to move the whole bed back, if I got to pull up the carpet, if I got to take all the clothes out of the closet until I find what I'm looking for. Why? Because I'm diligently seeking God with all my heart. So this is how we get that faith, because we are seeking God.
So what kind of faith should a man possess so he can please God and gain access to the grace through Jesus Christ?
I call it stupid faith. Just be stupid by God.
Crazy. Just
it's crazy faith. Just crazy about it. Just go all out my mind. Just go all out the way. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, that's what I'm going to do. In spite of what anybody says, in spite of what anybody does, in spite of how they criticize me, I'm going to still seek and find Jesus Christ.
When a person is in Christ Jesus, it doesn't matter whether the circumstances or not is fitting to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why he's there, so that he can clean us up.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can remove all the spots and the wrinkles, yes, in our heart, to clean us up, to put us on that potter's wheel,
mm-hmm,
and to just make us over and over, mm-hmm, again. Yes, we're going to fall. Yes, we don't always have the right answer to, nope, what we're looking for, but we're still searching for the truth.
Yes.
And the truth is in the Word of God. So if the truth is in the Word of God, then he says, and come as you are, then that means that my heart is dirty, but, yes, he can clean it.
Yes. Yes.
He can give me what I'm looking for.
That's right. He's the only one.
He's the one that can make us over new.
Yes.
We can't do it by ourselves.
Yes, yes, yes. But what we got to understand, that the most important thing in faith is the kind of faith which works through love.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
Works through love. And faith that works through love is the kind of a faith that everybody must possess so that we can please God. Faith and love works together.
Yes, it does.
You can't have one without the other. That's why I try to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you just put the peanut butter on it, and you ain't got the jelly. Come on, somebody. We got to have love in this thing.
That's right. That's right.
You got to have love. If you want to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich, you need the peanut butter and the jelly.
Well, Apostle's love in that peanut butter sandwich, too, because that's my favorite in the
morning. Yeah, but I see a peanut butter and jelly. I ain't see the peanut butter sandwich.
You have to have the two together, the two ingredients together to make the bitter and the sweet, huh?
That's right, because if you say, hey, I gave you, here's a peanut butter jelly sandwich, all that tastes is peanut butter, I'm going to say, but where's my jelly?
Well, some people like it like that.
Yeah, but they're going to say, hey, this ain't no peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Hey, I got to have my peanut butter and jelly. So
we
got to have faith and love that works together, come on, that so that we can please God.
Yes, yes.
So how can you say you got faith and you don't love your neighbor? How can you say you love somebody but you ain't got no faith? Something ain't jiving right here.
Say it.
Something is not working. There's no cohesion in the faith and love if you don't work together in this thing. So in order to please God, you got to have faith and you got to have love. You got to believe that God exists. You got to believe that he is for real. You got to believe he is not an imagination of your mind. You got to believe that God will do and say what he say he will do. You got to disbelieve on nothing else.
Got to be a true seeker.
Yes, yes, yes.
True seeker with faith.
Mm.
Can by, all God, men, yeah. By God's standard, not man's standard,
yeah.
By God's standard.
And I think that's where we fall short, because we want to throw our little two cents in there. And God don't need no help.
Nope.
But we always trying to help God. God don't need no help. If he's all powerful, all seeing, all knowing, then what I'm going to contribute?
Mm.
He know me better than I know my own self. Mm. But can all men have faith in God and Christ? In 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, this is what Paul says. A person who isn't spiritual does not accept the things of God's spirit, for they are nonsense to him. He can't understand them because they are spiritually evaluated. So now in another verse it says, but a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. And that's why some people don't understand us Christians, because they don't know their spiritual things.
That's right.
They're always looking in the natural. And we way beyond the natural. We are into the spirit realm so that we can understand to some people what we're saying or doing is foolish. They don't understand it because they don't see what we see.
That's right.
They don't feel what we feel. And they don't know that we know that God do exist. Although I can't see him with my natural eye, but I can see him with my spiritual eyes. And one day we will be able to see Jesus with our natural eye on that day of judgment. Matter of fact, everybody going to be able to see Jesus on that great day judgment.
Yes.
Whether you believe or not, it's going to happen. Because the Bible says every knee,
every tongue will confess.
Whether you are atheist, whether you don't believe in God, but you're going to confess Jesus Christ. So why don't you just go and get ahead of the game? Don't wait till that last day because it may be too late. So we're trying to help somebody get ahead of the game. Jump on the bandwagon now. Don't wait till the last moment because you might miss the bandwagon.
It's real.
Come on, somebody.
It's real. The things of the spirit is real. And, you know, when you talk about spiritual things, discerning spiritual things, a lot of people really don't understand because they are not spiritual. And in order to seek spiritual, you have to be able to have faith.
Yes.
To see those things in the spirit.
Yes.
Sometimes we see things happening before they even happen.
Sure do.
And we come and we tell people, hey, this is, you know, what I see for your future. Mm. Not saying that I'm a psychic or palm reader or however.
Mm-hmm.
God shows us things.
Yes, he does.
God will show you things.
Yeah, he will.
He'll show you your life.
He sure will, right before your eyes.
If my life is not going according to his will or his way.
He'll show it to you.
He'll show it to you.
Well, yes, he will.
We stumble and fall because we really think that the man or woman of God is just telling us things just to be telling us when they're really telling us things out of love that is going to help us.
Yes.
So we must be ready to listen, to pay attention to these things.
Yeah, because what people don't really understand, all God is doing is trying to correct you so that you can serve him. And so that your life can line up with the word of God. And God always give a warning before discussion come. So what God is doing, he is warning somebody, hey, if you don't straighten up, you don't get it right. Something is about to go wrong. Then when things go wrong, now you want to blame God, but God, I had already told you in the beginning, you need to straighten up. You need to stop doing what you're doing. I sent my word. I sent my man, a woman of God to try to help you, to lead you down the right path. But yet and still, you want to ignore what the word of God says. You want to ignore, and you thinking because they are men or women, they just saying stuff. And you know, in our church, when we go into the altar call, and God uses myself and my wife as well, because God show us things that we need to let folks know, hey, you need to get it right with God.
Right. They think it's foolishness.
It's foolishness. And they're looking at, well, how you know? You know, I don't know, but God just showed it to me. And I don't know how he does it. And all I know is when I stand and somebody stand before me, God just show it to me. And I just speak what I hear from God. Because now people do not accept the spiritual things of God. And those spiritual things of God are written into his Bible. But to some folks, they think the Bible is nonsense. They think the Bible is written by man. But it wasn't just no ordinary men that wrote the Bible. These men was inspired by the Spirit of God. So these men had to be in tune to the Spirit of God in order to write what God has said. So, but to other folks, they nonsense. But to us, it's spiritual thing. It's food for the thought. It's caused us how we can grow. It's caused us how we can be mature into the spirit, into the aspects where God wants us to be. I can't grow without a manual. And the Bible is a manual to teach us how we should please God
And live our life.
And live our life. That's what the Bible is all about. It's instruction, and it's there to instruct us, and it's there to teach us, and it's there to reprove us, and it's there to, when we're off the beaten path, get us on the right path. It is the Word of God. So now God is speaking through us through His Word as well through His Spirit.
You know, and to our ultimate goal of faith should be the salvation of our soul and the receipt of the crown of life.
Yes.
The eternal life in heaven, which God has promised that He will give as a reward to those who love Him.
Yes, yes. That's the key.
That's the key. Seek salvation. Yes.
Do you really love God? Do you really, really love Him? Are you really sold out for Jesus Christ? Are you really ready to abandon everybody else just for the love of Jesus? That's what Jesus did. He sold out for us. He gave up everything so that we may have eternal life. Wow. Isn't that wonderful?
And it's good because God knows our thoughts. He knows our thoughts towards you.
Yes.
As a sinner.
As a sinner. He knows what you're going to do before you do it.
Before you do it. He knows. He knew us before we were implanted in our mother's womb.
Come on now.
Birthed out into this world.
Yes.
He knew the path that we were going to take before we even took it.
Yes, He do. He sure did. So now how does faith sit in, take root, and grow in a man? And faith plays a very, very important role in man's relationship with God Almighty and Jesus Christ. Understanding how faith come to man is valuable in acquiring and maintaining the relationship with Jesus Christ. It's very important, faith. That is how we can increase our relationship with the Lord, because I got faith.
So we just want to pray for someone out there this morning that is seeking to know God, that you will find Him, that you will open up your heart to receive. Mm. No matter what you're going through, there's nothing too hard for God to battle. There's nothing too hard for Him to take care of in your life. So just reach towards heaven. Reach towards Christ. Talk to Him.
Yes.
No matter where you are, just tell Him your problems. Tell Him what you're going through. He wants to hear from you today. God loves you. He loves you in a special way that no one else can love you. So we can relate to Him. And Father, I just pray that you touch somebody's heart to receive you and your word on today.
Yes.
Keep them in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the Chief Apostle Brandon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, of First Church 5-4 Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 1689 Biltmore Street. Morning service starts at 11. Sunday school starts at 11. Morning service starts at 12. Come visit us tomorrow. Come and worth fellowship with us and have a good time in the Lord. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And may God bless you. And you have a wonderful day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.